WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Repeated attempts to block commercial zoning next to residential neighborhoods in College Station has led to the city council being asked to limit the amount of time developers have to speak at council meetings.
It makes no sense that those representing a single business interest are given languid, unobstructed time to plead their case while the neighborhoods most impacted are forced to string together three-minute pieces of anxiety-laden appeal.
The request at the council's last meeting by Hugh Stearns of the College Station Association of Neighborhoods to give developers the same three-minute time limit as public speakers was supported by Linda Harvell.
I would like to pursue seeing if there's a way we can do that. I think it's being very proactive for our residents and something we should look at doing.
James Benham and Jerome Rectorick also expressed interest in discussing the request. Tonight's Bryan City Council meeting marks the first opportunity in 6 weeks for public comment and the first time since Mayor Andrew Nelson cleared the air on the show about why members of the elected body may be looking at their electronic devices.
We have tools on our cell phones and on our iPads like agenda items, and those are things we're supposed to be looking at. And in the modern world, people take notes on their cell phones. And so when you go and you hear people speaking, it's our duty to either write things down. So if there's a pencil and paper, we're not playing tic-tac-toe, guys.
The mayor's comments followed accusations during the February 13th public comment period that the council was not paying attention to citizen speakers. Some members of the Bryan School Board celebrated the renewal of administrator contracts for next year.
Without asking who they are, you would tell us if there were any that were not on the list that were before.
Oh, it's the same list as we started the school year with.
Okay. It's
a great thing.
Yes.
I think I was
walking out on a limb to ask, but I'm glad to
not
hear
sure
that.
We'd be doing this in open session if that were
the case. That's why I didn't ask their name.
The annual motion, which was the first for new Superintendent Christy Whitbeck, was unanimously approved by the board at last week's meeting. This year marks the 25th anniversary of honoring the 10 fastest growing small businesses in Brazos County. The Bryan Rotary Club invites nominations for the Bryan Rotary 10 Awards. Joan Quintana with the Bryan Rotary Club says the featured speaker for this year's awards luncheon is former lawmaker and Texas A&M system administrator Tommy Williams.
He is the senior advisor for fiscal affairs to Governor Greg Abbott, and he has agreed to come to our community and share his insights into both the economy and business.
Nominations can be submitted through April 11th, and advance tickets for the July luncheon can be purchased online at bryan-rotary.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know the name, Cangelosi Roofing Restoration. You know Cangelosi Roofing is local. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration is also your insurance claim specialist. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration. Johnny Cangelosi, Aggie Class of 83. He stands behind his work and backs up all warranties. Cangelosi Roofing, a local Aggie roofer taking care of his neighbors. Call locally 450-4783. That's 450-4783. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration.
Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at schlitterbahn.com.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, we're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today. 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Most of the rain right now is situated over the western or northern part of the state. Today we'll see clouds. Temperatures will work their way up to about 80 to 85. It'll be breezy. We may see a stray shower before the day is over. There's a chance for a shower or storm tonight, low 65 to 70. A better chance for showers and storms tomorrow, 75 to 80. They'll end tomorrow night 60, clearing Thursday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports is Fighting Texas Aggie football's pro day today at the McFerrin Athletic Center. Coach Jimbo Fisher joined the media yesterday to talk about the pro day and how it will affect not only the blue chip guys or the guys that are expected to be drafted, but also maybe the under the radar guys.
How many guys get into camp as a free agent and or late round pick and make it? I've had tons of guys where I was at Florida State, at LSU, in different places, and I'm sure they have here. And that's it. Those guys just need an opportunity. And like I say, some of your best players ever come that way.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Fisher coming up. Also, Johnny Manziel is set to work out today at the McFerrin Athletic Center. Also touching on some other Aggie sports, that would be Aggie softball came up a little bit short yesterday to Florida. Aggie baseball will be looking to get back on the win wagon tonight. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right, so Zach, is there any word as to whether or not there'll be a pop-up tent there to sell that stuff that he's doing?
I don't know. I don't know if the comeback season's stuff.
I didn't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if we'll be selling any of that swag.
Okay.
I imagine it won't be the same as the last Johnny Day that was held there, whenever Bush 41 and Bab showed up.
Oh yeah.
With the presidential pooches.
Right.
And
remember
she was
that.
Walking
yep.
them around and yep. yeah.
Probably won't be happening.
No, I don't think it'll be as big of a deal as it was back then. But.
Well, we'll see how that works out. Later on today, the best time to buy your plane tickets.
Okay.
Good
advice.
Yeah,
sure.
I'll also have a look at politically incorrect song titles from the past.
Excellent.
We didn't already cover some of those this morning.
Well, we did. Right? There were a few of those. Today, in case you didn't know, if you weren't with us, and I don't know why you weren't, we start the show at 6.
6, guys.
Yeah.
6 o'clock, 6 a.m.
Now, and the thing is, we've made it so easy for you to listen to the show now. Because
right.
you can go to the website.
Exactly. You don't have to be in your car.
No.
It's, no.
It's right there.
You go to RadioAggieland.com and you just stream us. You just click.
You're stuck there in your burlap jungle, you know, in your little cubicle farm. You can be listening to us instead.
Yep, absolutely.
Boom. Anytime. You're going, when was the last time they said snot rocket? You can go back and find
it. Yeah.
Because it's in there. I mean, we have weeks and weeks of it.
It has been a while since Chelsea dropped the snot rocket bomb.
It was last week.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. Well, okay.
Maybe it's just the part of the show now. It's so regular.
There's so many boxes we have to check. You just don't understand how difficult it is to get everything done.
Jam-packed
show. That we just get people to the point of they think about that now. So there, you got that. So now it would seem that they're going to ban these driverless cars now,
right?
In Arizona,
mm-hmm.
after the person was hit
killed. Yeah.
And the deal is, I mean, that's been a major proving ground for Uber. They were testing it out there to see how it works.
Right. Well, and what's crazy is...
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, what's crazy is there's someone, I mean, technically a driver in the car.
Yes.
But because it was in auto mode, they didn't have the control or the time to react to it.
And again, it was an unusual circumstance because the car was, you know, coming around a corner. Or
I think so.
The person had a bike and they... It was hard for the car to be able to detect them.
Right.
Anyway, so the governor's taken action.
Governor Doug Ducey sent a letter to Uber saying no more self-driving car testing in his state, not after the accident last week in which a woman jaywalking near Arizona State University in Tempe was killed. Video from inside the Uber appears to show the driver looking down or away when the car struck Elaine Hertzberg. The New York Times obtained company documents recently that they say exposed flaws in Uber's driverless car program. The technology apparently has trouble in construction zones and next to taller vehicles like big rigs. Governor Ducey, who had welcomed Uber and its driverless testing program, now says the accident shows a failure to comply with the expectation that public safety is their top priority.
See, you need to kind of have all those deals taken care of. All those little sticking points need to be eliminated before you go to the government and say, okay, we got this.
Right.
It's working the way it's supposed to, till it doesn't. Of course, then there's the story of, you may have seen the picture of the car stuck on the stairway at a church.
Oh, I don't think I saw this.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Okay.
Turns out that an Uber driver searching for an exit from a parking lot took a wrong turn and wound up rolling down the stairs. I don't know.
It's San Fran, man, I guess.
Yeah, driver reportedly on his way to pick up a fare when the incident occurred.
Ooh.
So then there's that. So even if you've got drivers in the Uber cars, sometimes that doesn't work so
right.
well either.
Driver or driverless.
Yeah. And they're not always the best. Well, you just mentioned they're not always the best drivers.
Sometimes. Sometimes can happen. So in the meantime, you got to like this. There are 4% of the people out there who are still keeping their New Year's resolutions.
Wow, 4%.
Do you want to know them? I mean,
no.
I'm just saying.
What the New Year's resolution is or know who the
well,
people
that's
are?
True.
Yeah, who they are and all that kind of thing. But anyway.
March, man, they're doing well.
I didn't even set one, so.
Yeah.
Or set them.
It's hard to fail when you don't have a goal.
And then there's another 14% who say they are mostly keeping them.
Okay. You know, I'm mostly eating healthy.
That, yeah, exactly.
Sort of, kind of. You know.
Until I don't.
Yeah.
So if you can hide under the mostly umbrella, then sure.
Okay.
That's, why not?
That's probably me. Yeah.
Mostly working out, you know.
Or somewhat.
Yep. Got a new mobile app for you that appears in New York City. If you happen to be a tourist there, it's called Lulu app.
Okay.
It tells you where all the Lululemon stores are.
No, it helps you find the Lulu. The most it says here it's available to tourists for a small fee.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Not even a free app. Yeah.
You gotta pay to find the bathroom.
I don't speak much Espanol, but donde está el baño
very
is
nice.
Very important.
That's good. That's good. Depends on where you are.
Yeah. Right.
But there are some other apps that are out there for you, just in case you want to see. This
okay.
one's folks at coolmaterial.com. Rando.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, as they say, a fun app that won't really give you any special ability or do anything great for you.
It's just random?
Yeah, but it will provide you with fun, okay? It's an interesting way to connect with people from around the world. Basically, you take a random picture of whatever you want,
mm-hmm.
and then you send it off. And in moments, you'll receive a random picture from a stranger from a random location somewhere else.
This
in the
sounds
world.
A lot like Tinder.
I don't know.
Well, I was going to say.
I don't know if I want to.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, then the chances of you repeating connection with that same person.
Oh, that's true.
You
well,
know,
is it always a new rando
that's right.
person?
Well, one would hope.
Yeah.
Something tells me this is going to spin off into a Lifetime movie.
Well, and it very well
could.
No, it sounds like a Hallmark movie, maybe.
Well,
I mean, yeah,
ooh,
but
you
I don't
like
know.
Covered bridges too?
I guess. Yeah. And can you report users for bad content?
That's a, yeah, that's
or
another
inappropriate
thing.
Content?
That's
like,
another thing.
I don't need to see certain pictures
that's
that
right.
people are willing to send.
I'm sorry that you think that's random. I don't.
Right.
You could get a new definition of random. Or, anyway.
Yeah.
It's called Rando if you want
okay.
to try that. Run P. Yeah, this is an app that tells you the perfect time to run to the bathroom during a movie. I believe Mr. Downs
he
has
does
this,
use
right?
it.
Does he really?
Yes. Yep. I was going to say, I've heard of this app. How would I? But yes, he does.
And it gives you a synopsis of what you may have missed when you get back.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
How
so
long does it take him to pee?
Well, but it tells you if you've never seen the movie and you don't want to miss anything like really important.
And if it's
the
in
app
a theater,
tells you, yeah, the app tells you like the best time to get up and take a couple minutes to, you know, step away.
If you're in Auditorium 17 and the bathroom is near Auditorium 2, it may take you a while to get there.
I just come back and ask everybody really loudly, what did I miss?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, the other thing is you could just wait till it comes out on Netflix and pause it.
Right. Right. And use your own restroom.
Yeah, but if you want to, it's called Run Pee.
Or just make sure you don't drain the entire big old gallon of whatever you're drinking.
Well,
You're in the movie theater. Oh. But I run through that pretty much in the preview.
I was going to say, just listen to you telling us you need to hold back. All right.
Yeah, movie snacker.
This one is a little odd. It's called Wakey. Essentially, it's a wake-up call service. You select a time to receive a call. You go to bed, let the app do its thing. When you reach your wake-up time, a random stranger calls you.
No thanks.
Oh!
And talks to you until you are ready to start the
day.
What?
That's so weird.
I kind of want to try it.
No.
Yeah.
Are you awake? What are you doing?
Anyway.
I know. That's why I want to try it. I want to see.
It's called Wakey.
So do they pay people to do this?
I don't know.
That's
the first thing I thought of. Is there people?
I was like, can you volunteer? Because we could definitely do that here on the show.
We're
on air while people are
asleep. I could
make
a couple bucks.
Wow. Well, we might look
into that. Good morning, John. Yeah. How are you today?
We might have to look that up.
It's okay, Chelsea from the Infomaniacs. How are you?
Let's see who owns Wakey and see if they're looking for, side. We could get some side money going on that. We could play the good morning song to them.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
All that kind of stuff.
We could do live wake-up calls on the Infomaniacs.
Or we could record it and use it over and over
better.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we'll do is put that in there for a file, and Zach, you can fire that thing off or program it so that it comes on at all the places that we need to.
Oh, you're asking a lot, Scott.
Revenue stream. I think I see a revenue stream for the Infomaniacs. Finally, this one. Sounds pretty neat. It's called Tunity. It allows your phone to act as a temporary TV tuner. Let's say that you're at a bar watching a game, or maybe you're on a treadmill at the gym, and you cannot hear the TV.
Okay.
You open Tunity, you point it at the TV, and it says here, the app will use a scanned image to locate the program and then stream the audio directly to your phone.
Oh, that actually is a good idea.
Yeah.
That's like the old school drive-in theaters where you had your own speaker.
That's right. Now, it doesn't say if there's a charge to that, but again, if you think about the circumstances that you might be in where you really do want to pay attention to something that's going on.
Yeah,
because surroundings don't allow it.
Right, because a lot of times, especially like big games, I like to listen to the broadcast.
Sure, right.
And so, but if you want to watch it somewhere more public, then sometimes it's hard to hear.
Okay, so there we go. So we got Tunity going, and then Chelsea's
Tunity. I'm downloading Wakey right now.
And we're going to find out how that goes.
Are you tired of slow, bad internet? Well, there are amazing new internet plans from Viasat. Starfire, your local Viasat retailer, is excited to roll out brand new, super fast internet plans that are available no matter where you live. These are all new plans with up to 50 megabyte per second speeds. You may not know what that means, but believe me, it's fast. Give them a call at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788, and they'll explain everything. If you choose to order service, one of their local installation technicians will get you connected immediately. Starfire is a locally owned business operating right here in the Brazos Valley. Say goodbye to slow internet. Call them at 979-279-2788. That's Starfire, 979-279-2788. They're looking forward to hearing from you. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Branham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
All right, Grandpa, this is the newest vehicle on the market.
It's a golf cart.
It's not a golf cart. It's Club Car's new Onward, a new personal transportation vehicle.
What's so special about it?
Well, it's really cool. You can customize it with genuine Club Car accessories. Choose gas or electric, lifted or non-lifted, 2 or 4 passenger. Then pick the color, seats, sound system, and more.
Does it serve coffee?
No, but it has built-in safety features like predictable handling and highly visible LED lighting.
I see.
Oh, and you can flip this back seat down to haul tools and mulch and flip it up for Abby and Katie to ride along.
Your little sisters would love that, and so would I. Well, I guess I just have one question.
What's that?
Do the neighbors have one yet?
Onward from Club Car. Great for getting around your neighborhood, your property, and even the golf course. Go to clubcar.com to find yours locally at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Financing available on site. Shop now at AggielandGolfCars.com.
Good morning, 724 News Talk 1620 WTAW. So how many things did you have to tell them to download when you downloaded the app?
Yeah.
So you had to give them so much access.
I don't think I'm going to sign up because I'm reading a description right now online. So Wakey is a place to have friendly conversations with people from all over the world. Wondering how the weather is in Argentina? Ask someone who's there. So it's not just to wake up.
Oh.
You like post a topic and then you can talk to someone who can offer insight.
Of course.
That's called Google.
So it says,
why don't people just Google?
Yeah. Books, news, cooking, parenting, business, love advice.
Oh, sure.
Any issue you can think of
Excuse me. That was two different. That was business. And then love advice.
Right.
Not business love advice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Business,
yeah, gotcha.
Love advice.
Yep.
On Wakey, you can find someone to talk about it within seconds.
There.
Now,
see?
It does say it's free, anonymous, and connects you with people 24/7. This is just for lonely people.
I think we need to try it.
You sign up then.
Speaking of lonely people, cockroach experts. I mean, think about that.
What do you do for a living? I'm a cockroach expert.
Okay, and then that would be the last question, right?
Correct.
Would there be any other reason to continue that conversation?
Only if, how do I kill them more efficiently?
But, I mean, here's the deal, and I'm having to say that there must be a Lonely Hearts Club among the cockroach experts because they wanted to get this information out to let you know that 75% of the time cockroaches are resting.
Okay? So how often?
75%.
Okay.
75%
because they gotta save up their energy
to
for when
fly
I
fly at your head,
smack them with a broom.
Yeah, when the light turns, when the light in the kitchen comes on. But I mean, see, there's the deal: is there's a cockroach expert who's just got all sorts of information.
You could find one on Wakey, probably.
Right, but why in the world would you want to interact beyond the fact that you find out that they're a cockroach expert?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Somebody's got to do it.
A love for bugs.
They do, and that's it. So there you go. There's your fun fact today from the Infomaniacs about cockroaches, and you don't have to go find your own cockroach expert.
Yeah.
You're welcome. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Got a little warm stuff going on here. We're going to be up to about 84 today. There's a slight chance of showers, about 40%. It'll be probably later on in the day, as they're telling us the rain's not around here right now. Heavy rain tonight, though. 68 will be our low. 70% chance, 80% chance of heavy rain on Wednesday, and also on Wednesday night at 70%. Then it starts clearing out. Winds are going to shift around with this Wednesday night rain, and we'll have pretty nice days for the end of the week, as a matter of fact. Sunny and 77 on Friday, and about the same thing on Saturday as well. Maybe a little bit warmer, up to 80 or so, but should be good. But quite honestly, we do need the rain, so not all a bad thing. Right now, the wind's out of the south at 8, and we have overcast skies, and it's 72.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Saturday, the Washington Post listed their top 15 Democrat presidential hopefuls. At the bottom of the pile, number 15, Montana Governor Steve Bullock. I wonder if anybody outside his state even knows who he is. Next in the heap, the Oprah. A shock that she's down at number 14, since we were told a few weeks ago the Oprah was the anointed savior of the party and the country and the world. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu pulls in at number 13. Number 12 is Obama's wingman, former AG Eric Holder. Above him at number 11, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, whose brother Fredo works for CNN. 10th place, Sherrod Brown, Ohio Senator. 9th, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, followed by another former governor, Clinton hack Terry McAuliffe, in 8th place. The next three are Northeast liberals. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, number 7. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand at number 6. And New Jersey Senator, dramatic actor Cory Booker at number 5. Number 4, California Senator Kamala Harris. Number 3, Joe Biden. Second place finisher, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. So who's number 1? The most likely Democrat Party nominee in 2020? It's Bernie Sanders. And he might even stand a chance this time, since Hillary Clinton did not even make the top 15.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to five of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. All Bryan School District administrators from the principal level on up had their contracts renewed by the school board last week. Board member Ruthie Waller was among those celebrating that recommendation.
That's just the epitome of the trickle-down theory, if that's a legitimate, is our leadership stays, the people right under them who depend on them will stay, the teachers, and then everybody under that person's leadership will stay. Thank you.
The annual motion was the first for new superintendent Christy Whitbeck. Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath did not mince words yesterday when he told a state Senate committee the state is failing students by improperly compensating and retaining teachers.
He says only 23% of first-year teachers graduated in the top third of their college class, just 14% in schools in low-income areas.
The most likely teacher you are to run into is in his or her first year of teaching. The second most likely teacher you are to run into is in their second year of teaching. The third most likely teacher you are to run into is in the third year of teaching. By year seven, 70% of people who have chosen this profession are no longer in it.
He says 30 years ago, people taught for their entire career. He blamed poor working conditions and skimpy raises for that poor level of retention. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
6 weeks ago, unidentified members of the Bryan City Council were criticized by public speakers for being on their cell phones. Tonight's council meeting is the first time for public comments since Mayor Andrew Nelson responded to the allegations on our show.
I can tell you that it's very appropriate in a council meeting to use our agenda items, use documents. They're somewhere on the screen standard. But if we want to go refer to a lot of other things, we use our cell phone. And that's appropriate. So continuing to attack council members for paying attention, showing up on time, and using their technology and tools is, I get it. If they think we're just, texting my mom and asking what the weather's like in Conroe, then, I understand. But that's not what's going on.
The public comment portion of the Bryan Council starts at 5:30 or following executive session, something that could last longer than usual because it's the governing body's first opportunity to discuss last week's revelation of the city being a victim of online fraud. The College Station City Council will discuss a citizen's idea to equalize the amount of time given to supporters and opponents in future rezoning cases. Hugh Stearns of the College Station Association of Neighborhoods told the council that homeowners believe the government body represents only developers.
Developers promoting
Zoning changes that impact our neighborhoods are given unlimited time, no green, yellow, or red light to pump anxiety into a harried plea. In most cases, these lobbyists do not live in College Station, much less the neighborhoods being impacted.
Councilwoman Linda Harvell received enough support at the end of their last meeting to discuss the idea of giving developers the same time limit of 3 minutes as public speakers.
I don't know how we would measure that time to be fair, but I would like to pursue seeing if there's a way we can do that.
Jerome Rectorick and James Benham also expressed interest in discussing the request. The next job for the soon-to-be former Secretary of State may be in Austin.
Rex Tillerson is reportedly being courted to become the next chancellor of the University of Texas system. The Wall Street Journal reported Texas Monthly confirms that representatives of the Board of Regents have approached Tillerson about replacing William McRaven, who is leaving in May. The report suggests no formal offer has been made to the UT Austin alum and former head of ExxonMobil. Tillerson's final day as Secretary of State is this Saturday. Mitch Carr, TSN News.
For the 25th year, the Bryan Rotary Club is looking for nominees for their annual awards recognizing the fastest-growing small businesses in Brazos County. The Rotary Club's Joan Quintana says nominations can come from the public and from business owners.
Been around for 5 years and that they have some measure of growth and that they are headquartered in Brazos County, actually, and that they are privately owned. If they meet all of those qualifications, then we will ask them to submit an application. It's the application form that will have all of the information that has the financials, has to be signed by a CPA. It is handled by only one person. He's been doing this for the club for many years. He's out of the Mays Business School.
The featured speaker at this year's awards luncheon is Governor Abbott's Senior Advisor for Fiscal Affairs, Tommy Williams.
He has served in many capacities as an elected official with the A&M system. He really understands and knows our community here locally, but also the broader macroeconomic scene in the state.
Nominations from business owners and the public can be made through April 11th, and advance tickets for the July luncheon can be purchased online at bryan-rotary.org. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 72 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Going to do some weather here. It's brought to you by United Roofing. For over 40 years, locally owned United Roofing has been repairing leaks and replacing roofs damaged by high winds and hail. Let the United pros take care of your commercial and residential roof repair and replacement. Call 846-ROOF or visit unitedroofingpros.com.
Most of the rain right now is situated over the western or northern part of the state. Today we'll see clouds. Temperatures will work their way up to about 80 to 85. It'll be breezy. We may see a stray shower before the day is over. There's the chance for a shower or storm tonight, low 65 to 70. A better chance for showers and storms tomorrow, 75 to 80. They'll end tomorrow night, 60. Clearing Thursday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it is Fighting Texas Aggie Football's Pro Day, and joining the Aggies will be Johnny Manziel. Of course, it's been exactly 4 years to the day that he had his own Pro Day at the McFerrin Athletic Center, but he is back, and he will be participating again today. So Coach Jimbo Fisher asked about Manziel returning to Aggieland to showcase his talents.
He's one of our guys. He won the Heisman Trophy, and what he is and as a player here, and just doing a great job with his life right now, trying to get things in line. I have no problem with him coming here.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Fisher coming up as he talks about Manziel, as well as the other players going to be showcasing their talents. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. So how'd you do?
How did on
the prize?
We are currently working. It looks like we can get two certificates.
Okay.
Each for a pizza.
Okay. Oh, a pizza. Okay.
Pizza.
Okay. All right. We're going to have a contest here in a minute.
Okay. Ooh, contest.
Oh, a contest. Nice. Yeah.
Fight to the death.
Right. In the meantime, hey, College Station, here we go again. Boom.
Boom.
So the idea is that when a developer has this plan, they go before the council and can talk.
Forever.
Forever.
And ever.
No lights, no buzzers, none of that stuff. They don't get slimed.
I didn't know there were lights. I had never heard
of
that.
Oh, yeah, they have little lights over there.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Yeah. And, of course, they never got slimed, even the citizens. But here's the deal. Something comes up, and a citizen wants to speak about it, mm-hmm. either for or against, and they're timed.
Right,
and
3 minutes.
They got a little warning light there that you need to wrap it up or whatever. Quite often when it's a neighborhood situation, they kind of suggest that if this person's going to say the same thing that the next person does, that the next person does, that the next person does, they kind of just get together and have one person say it.
Right.
That's to move the meeting along a little bit.
Sure.
But if the developer can talk forever,
right,
and the citizens can only talk for 3 minutes, is that fair? Which is interesting.
It is interesting.
And so it was Hugh Starnes, is that right, who came in? And,
yes.
And he owns a construction company, I don't know, and he's
okay.
He's very ecologically sensitive mm-hmm. and always has been. And so as a result, he has said, and he makes a good point to this, the people who come in and make these presentations make them all the time.
Right.
They're the pitch person.
So they're well thought out.
Right.
They're it's easy for them to get up and give that presentation.
And they can be from Round Rock, Texas or Rockville, Maryland or
right.
someplace. They don't even live here.
Correct.
And so they are not going to be impacted by whatever happens, and they are experienced in doing this. In the meantime, what you have is somebody speaking on the other side of the issue who hasn't been up there maybe, and they're a little bit
nervous.
Sure. But they may also be very passionate about how they feel.
True.
And so is it fair to allocate that much time for the developer? And granted, the developer may, number one, be more knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, be going over something that is more complex than the citizens.
Right.
But I'm just going to say, on face, the College Station City Council has wasted a lot of time talking about stuff far less important than this. I mean, they have.
Yeah.
And there are people out there who go, yeah, I remember the time they talked about, whatever, how mm-hmm. deep a pond was going to be or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is a big deal because if people do feel passionately enough about a change that's going to happen in the city, they do need to maybe have more time than that. So,
right.
I appreciate the fact that it was Councilmember Harvell who brought it up,
mm-hmm.
and Councilmembers Rectrick and Benham seem to be interested in it.
Yeah.
And you can bet that we'll mention it to Mayor Mooney when he's here tomorrow. But I don't know that the city of College Station might do themselves well to consider this.
Right. Yeah.
And ultimately, what's the city council there for? It's to serve the citizens. It's
true.
To serve the people of the the city. So,
very much right.
Yeah, I think that they should be allowed their fair share to be able to speak, and not have all the time taken up by somebody coming in and pitching something.
Right. And again, they may be, this may be new to them. They may be nervous, but they know that they feel as strongly about their situation as the developer might. So there you go. All right, we got us a big old cruise ship. I mean, a big old cruise ship.
Begging, huh?
The Royal Caribbean is taking delivery on the Symphony of the Seas.
No.
They did it on Friday, and it'll be headed out on its maiden voyage in the Mediterranean. Now, it's 1,188 feet long. You have no idea how long that is. That's four football fields.
Quite large.
Okay, yeah, right. Now, that's about 60 feet shorter than the Empire State Building. Okay? And it weighs, oh, okay, great, 228,000 tons, like we know what
tons.
That means.
Yeah, yeah. Tons.
It's got an ice rink, because that's what you need when you're in the Mediterranean.
Right.
It's got a water park, because you got to have that.
Yeah, while you're on a big body of water.
Got to have a full-size basketball court.
Okay.
2,700 cabins as well.
Wow.
Royal Caribbean says the ship will hold up to 8,000 people, including the staff.
Man.
Why would you want to be on a boat that has 8,000 people?
I don't know.
Because
really
as you're
don't.
Boarding, I guarantee you at least 17 of them won't know where their passport is.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody, there'll be at least 300 who won't know where their cell phone is.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. I'm just not a big cruise ship fan.
Yeah, well, if you do it the right way, it's okay.
Oh, yeah,
I enjoy them.
I know, and I get some people like them, but I just, yeah.
Even if there's hurricanes.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's why that river cruise thing works. I mean, they do that now because, you know, once you get there, then you're just kind of on the boat and you can get off a lot and all this stuff. But, I mean, you put 8,000 people anywhere to do anything where they're going to be for like a week?
That's a lot.
It is. Wait, honey, did you make sure that the dog was fed? I mean, you know, there's just so many things that are going to happen.
So many things that can go wrong.
Not killing your significant other after the week.
I just think the logistics of getting everybody to the right place
on
at the right
and
time.
Off and yeah. Yeah, and then heaven forbid something does happen on the ship,
right.
An emergency.
Yeah. Well, can't say that they didn't warn you as far as getting back on the boat. I mean, there have been people who've gotten left, and you have to get a flight.
Well, we're just trying to help them out. I mean, I know that's what they want to do.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
I gotta find some place to eat. I mean, I'm hungry, but I'm not hungry. I'm snack hungry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is it. Costco. Hello, free samples.
And that was another episode of Costco. A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
There you go. It's how we think. 747.
Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at schlitterbahn.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatment and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Have you ever felt like you've been thrown into the deep end of life's pool? The trouble is we try to swim when what we really need is to be rescued. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When I was a boy, my dad threw me into the deep end of the pool, literally. The trouble was, I hadn't learned how to swim yet, and I immediately inhaled large gulps of water and frantically thrashed my arms and legs for the surface. But my panicky movements only sank me to the bottom that much faster. Fortunately, my older brother saw I was in trouble and jumped in to pull me to safety. And that wasn't the last time I felt like I'd been tossed into the deep end. Not long after that incident, my father lost himself in alcohol and disappeared from my life. That was followed by struggles with my stepfather, a man so tough we called him Hank the Tank. Worst of all was the day my mother died. As a child, these waters were too deep to navigate on my own. What I really needed was someone to jump in and rescue me. Part of being an adult is learning how to swim in life's deep waters, to persevere through difficult circumstances. But sometimes thrashing for the surface on our own only deepens our problems. What we really need is someone to jump in and pull us out of the water. Wisdom is knowing the difference and being humble enough to seek help. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, Masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Ooma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Ooma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Ooma, the phone your small business deserves.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, it's pro day for Texas A&M football. Players looking to achieve their professional football dreams will showcase their stuff for coaches and scouts later on this morning at the McFerrin Athletic Center. Coach Jimbo Fisher called it a great time for under-the-radar players to prove their merit.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, to go out here and maybe run a good time or catch somebody's eye and get in the camp. How many guys get in the camp as a free agent or late-round pick and make it? I've had tons of guys where I was at Florida State, at LSU, in different places, and I'm sure they have here. And that's it. Those guys just need an opportunity. And like I say, some of your best players ever come that way.
Not all the players participating today were on last year's roster. 2012 Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel will also be taking part as he tries to work his way back into the pros.
He's one of our guys. He won the Heisman Trophy, and what he is, and as a player here, and just doing a great job with his life right now, trying to get things, you know, in line. And no, I have no problem with him coming here. Our school was great with it, and I'm great with it. I think it's wonderful.
When did he reach out to you about coming?
He reached out to school here, I guess, last week sometime, I believe is when it was.
Things get underway at 9 a.m. Check out the post-pro day sights and sounds over on our website, WTAW.com. Well, it was a rough week for 8th-ranked Aggie softballs. It suffered a 3-game sweep at the hands of number 6 Florida. The Gators got the better of the Maroon and White in the series finale yesterday, 7-3, dropping the Aggs to 29-7 on the season. Now, on the baseball diamond, the 15th-ranked Aggies look to get back on the win wagon tonight when they head to the coast to take on Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Maroon and White, who sit at 19-6 on the year, are set to start lefty Chandler Joswalk. Meanwhile, the 16-9 Islanders send junior righty Tate Gillespie to the mound. First pitch is at 6:30 at Whataburger Field with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Texas A&M freshman guard Kennedy Carter has been named an All-American by the Associated Press, the first freshman in school history to earn that honor. The rookie from Mansfield, Texas, was dubbed National Freshman of the Year by both ESPNW and USA Today Sports, while leading all Division I freshmen with 22.7 points per game this year. T-minus 3 days until opening day for Major League Baseball, and reigning World Series champion Houston was at home last night hosting the Milwaukee Brewers in a late spring training game.
Brewers lead 2-1. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is lifted. Right field, it's got a chance. Going back on a Santana. He looks up, it's gone! Grand slam for Tucker!
And that four-run shot came in the seventh inning and would prove to be the difference maker as Astros down the Brewers 5-2. Houston will host Milwaukee again this afternoon at 1:10 at Minute Maid. Meanwhile, up in Arlington, the Rangers are squaring off against the Cincinnati Reds.
2-2, the count to Odor. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. This one hit toward the right field corner. Schebler doesn't even see it. We've lost track. Now it falls into the seats. A home run.
Rougned Odor and Nomar Mazara each went yard as the Rangers got the better of the Reds 6-5. Texas will host Cincy again today at 1:05 at the ballpark in Arlington. After taking yesterday off, all three NBA Lone Star teams are back in action tonight.
The San Antonio Spurs are in D.C. taking on the Wizards at 6. The Houston Rockets put their 9-game win streak on the line against the Chicago Bulls at 7. And the Dallas Mavericks are out in Sacramento squaring off with the Kings at 9 o'clock. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars try to put a stop to an 8-game skid as they welcome the Philadelphia Flyers to town at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. Okay, so you ready? Here we go. It's time for Were You Listening Yesterday?
Oh.
We're going to ask you a question based on what we said yesterday. And if you know, you win 2 pizzas, is that right? From Double Dave's?
Yes, I believe so. Well, yeah, we have two different.
I believe so.
We have two different. Well, we have two different certificates. Oh. One, each one is for a free pizza.
Okay. 695-1620, 695-1620. First one to call in with the correct answer.
Is a winner.
Yeah, that's right.
Winner, chicken dinner?
No.
Pizza dinner.
In what state is it illegal to sell refrigerated beer? 695-1620.
Ooh, 695-1620. I know.
Of course,
I was listening.
You were listening yesterday. Thank goodness. 695-1620. It's against the law to sell refrigerated beer in this state. What state is it? In the meantime, crews in Providence, Rhode Island repaired a broken telephone pole with duct tape.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Tape was hit by a truck several weeks back, splitting it in half. Supervisors signed off on the duct tape repairs, stating it was good enough for the short term.
Good enough.
Supervisor?
Until it's not.
Right. Supervisor signed off on that. There they go. But the pole was finally replaced apparently last Friday after locals expressed concern over the duct tape solution. Huh. Did they go to their city council and speak for more than 3 minutes to come up with that question?
I mean, it's duct tape. It's going to stick.
What's the answer?
Oklahoma.
That's right. It's Oklahoma where it's illegal.
This is another good reason not to buy beer in Oklahoma.
That's exactly right. Who's this?
This is Mike Ballot.
What do you do, Mark?
I work in audio video.
All right. Well, Mark, we have two certificates, not one, but two certificates.
Two.
For pizza.
Two.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks,
awesome.
Mark. See you later, buddy. Thanks. There you go.
Yeah, he said it's another good reason because I think Oklahoma beer has less alcohol in it. Yes.
That's reason enough right there.
Yep.
I wasn't on the interstate. One time I'm driving in through like just a regular road in Oklahoma. You can close your eyes and know from the road quality when you get to Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks. It's horrible.
Oklahoma sucks.
Well, it does. Yeah, so there, just letting you know that we got that happening. In the meantime, orange snow fell across Eastern Europe. Did you hear about this over the weekend?
Orange
snow. Not yellow, but this was orange.
Yeah.
People who had gone up to the mountains near the Russian city of Sochi. We know where that is. Didn't they hold the Olympics there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyhow, they found the orange snow up there. Live Science says meteorologists have theorized that the deeply tinted orange snow, was it like burnt orange snow?
Oh, I don't know.
Or is it like, it wasn't burnt orange.
Is it like Tennessee
orange,
snow? Is it Texas longhorn
snow? What kind
snow?
Of snow
it was,
is it?
It was like sherbet.
Yeah, okay. That's probably what it, yeah, that would make sense. What they said was there was a dust storm in northern Africa that apparently got caught up into the system itself. And so as a result, in Russia, Bulgaria, Ukraine, Romania, and Moldova, they had orange snow. Another reason not to go to any of those places. Yeah, be just fine, as a matter of fact. In the 1800s, there was an Eskimo custom. When a stranger would enter the village, he and one of the locals would slap each other as hard as they could until one of them gave up.
Sounds about right.
Wow, welcome to the Chamber of Commerce. They'll be with us next hour. 84 for a high temperature today. It's 72 now. WTAW, College Station Drive.